Just because somebody says that they're sorry does not mean that you have to accept their apology. If you're in a relationship and your girlfriend is always saying she's sorry, be very careful. You might be being manipulated and you don't even realize it. Let's say your girlfriend has committed some wrong against you. She's lied about something. She's not taking responsibility for her actions and projecting onto you. She's being really critical and abusive, whatever it is. When you point out that her behavior is unacceptable, if she's really quick to apologize, tread very carefully. You might be being played. We were all brought up by parents and the school system that when you do something wrong, you should apologize. You should say sorry, and somehow that word has this magical ability to make everything right again. Now, in and of itself, that was problematic, but it often didn't stop there, because we were also taught that when somebody offers an apology, you have a moral obligation to accept it. That is just nonsense, and I think that this practice of forcing children to apologize and to accept apologies is directly responsible for so much unnecessary suffering from men in toxic relationships whose girlfriends treat them horribly, but they get away with it just because they say, "I'm sorry." Let's be frank. This notion that saying sorry is magically going to fix a situation is a childish idea, and that's why we teach it to children. As adults, we need to be more sophisticated in how we resolve problems. Saying sorry is not enough. Imagine I'm seeing this girl, and while I'm over at her house, I get some bad news, I get a phone call, and it makes me really angry and frustrated, and in my frustration, I punch a hole through the wall and cause $300 worth of damage. Can you imagine how ridiculous it would be after doing that damage if I said, "Oh, I'm sorry," and I expected that to resolve the issue? She would quite rightly say, "This issue is not resolved. You can keep your apology. I need $300. She's absolutely right. What good is an apology if the damage remains unfixed? To truly show that I'm sorry, I wouldn't just say the words. I would take action to fix the problem, to right the wrong. This is where so many people get caught when it comes to emotional issues and the interpersonal ethics of a relationship. When somebody apologizes and says that they're sorry, the other person is caught off guard and they feel morally pressured to accept the apology prematurely, even though nothing has actually been resolved. So what is the correct way to handle it? If your girlfriend has been acting terribly and you call her out on her bad behavior and she's very quick to apologize, what do you do next? Where do you go from there? Well, the first step is don't be a dick. You know, give her the benefit of the doubt. Saying sorry isn't the end of the issue, but it's a decent place to start. Of course, for the purpose of this example, I'm going to assume we're talking about a high-quality woman who's met the minimum standards for kindness, intelligence, compassion. Because if she's not a high-quality woman, well, why are you in a relationship with her in the first place? So she said sorry, and how do you respond? Well, you say, "Thank you. I appreciate your apology, but this incident that's just occurred has greatly concerned me, and I would like to continue to talk about it, to have a conversation until the issue is naturally resolved. I want to make sure that we're both on the same page, and that we both understand and agree about what happened here. I want to really nut down into the specifics of why this was unacceptable so that I can make sure that it's never going to happen again." Now, this is actually a really interesting test for her, because it's going to give great insight into what kind of a person she is. Is she a high-quality woman or a low-quality woman? If she gets angry and says, "Why do we need to talk about it? I already apologized, just let it go." That shows that she isn't really sorry. In fact, it shows that she feels entitled to your forgiveness. She isn't willing to put in any real effort to resolving the situation and making you feel better. What she's demonstrated is a lack of compassion for you. She's shown herself to be a low-quality woman, and that is a big red flag. So if she responds like this, you should say, "I find your response extremely concerning. I would think that if you were truly sorry and you truly cared about making this situation better, then you would do whatever it takes in order to resolve it." From that point, if she continues to resist, she refuses to take any responsibility and she's just kicking and screaming, then you're going to need to have a really rough conversation because you're with a low quality woman and I think it's time to rethink your relationship. So how would a high quality woman respond if you were to say, "Thank you for your apology, but I think we need to keep talking"? She would say, "I completely understand why this issue isn't resolved yet. I can't just say sorry and expect things to be magically fixed. I'm happy to talk about this as long as you think is necessary." Okay, great. So now the real conversation has begun. How do you proceed? Well, the real question is, do you know what it is that you want to achieve? If she has acted terribly in a way that was dishonest or disrespectful, your biggest concern should be, What if this is going to occur again in the future? As unpleasant as this individual episode was, the biggest concern is, will it continue to happen? Is history going to repeat itself? In order to guarantee that it won't happen again, you need to do two things. And if you skip either one of these two steps, then history will repeat itself. Firstly, you need to explain in detail what it was about her behavior that was unacceptable, and make sure that she understands and agrees. If she was lying, then you need to explain specifically why dishonesty is harmful. If she was projecting, then you need to explain in detail about why that was unacceptable. You need to make sure the two of you are on the same page. If you both have different standards of morality and interpersonal ethics, then this is going to be an ongoing problem, and you're going to continue to have conflict inside your relationship. So take as much time as is necessary to make sure that the two of you are on the same page about why her behavior was unacceptable. That's the first step. The second step is to make sure that you understand what it was that was motivating her to act the way that she did. It is not enough to just lay down the law and insist that she never act badly again. You're the man and you are the leader in the relationship, but you're not a tyrant. There's no point leading through fear. The only thing that that's going to achieve is her keeping her mouth shut. Then she's going to stop sharing her thoughts and feelings with you. She's going to keep secrets from you, and you are guaranteed to see that history repeats itself. So find out what was going on for her that made her act this way. Was she jealous? Was she insecure? Was she depressed? If her behavior is destructive, then show compassion. Find out why she's been acting that way and help her grow through it. High quality women are rare and they often don't come pre-made. Everybody has some flaws, but if fundamentally she's a good girl, then she's worth investing in. Talk with her, help her explore her dark side, help her grow through it. If she still has some pockets of low self-esteem that are generating less than desirable behaviors, then talk with her about that. Help her move through it. I am not saying that it's your responsibility to do this. It is her responsibility. I am saying that from a practical point of view, it is in your own selfish best interest to be in a relationship with a well-adjusted person. So anything you can do to help her reach that stage is good. You'll really be helping yourself and improving your own life. This is important because if she fixes the underlying insecurity that was causing the bad behavior that was unpleasant for you, then if you deal with that, no more bad behavior, your life gets better. Of course, as we know, some women will not grow. They will not take personal responsibility for their behavior. And you need to know at what point to cut your losses and say, this isn't worth it. I'm not investing anything more in this. And that's your time to go out and find a higher quality woman to be in a relationship with. But if she's fundamentally a good woman and you follow the three steps that we've talked about, then you're going to massively decrease the likelihood that you're going to have conflicts with her in the future. So remember, number one, do not settle the issue just because she's apologized. Number two, make sure you're on the same page as her with regards to why her behavior was unacceptable. And number three, help her through whatever the underlying insecurity was that made her act so badly in the first place. That's all for today's video. I hope that you enjoyed it. If this is an issue that you feel like you've personally struggled with, like you prematurely accept women's apologies when they haven't really earned it, and you struggle to have the deep conversations or to put boundaries around negative behavior, and you want to get better at that, go ahead and book a Skype consultation with me. We'll talk one-on-one and we'll see if we can sort you out. Also, a reminder to sign up to my Patreon page. We need to break the model of content creators being beholden to YouTube and advertisers, and the way to do that is direct funding through fans. You can free content creators from advertiser guidelines and create a truly independent media if you donate just a small amount every single month. At my Patreon page, it's just $5. I post there every single day, and you get access to a whole bunch of exclusive content. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.